In light of recent violence, including multiple shootings in Buffalo's Fruit Belt neighborhood, police are once again assigning selected officers to focus patrolling and proactive efforts in neighborhoods where crime is occurring. It's an approach similar to the model once known as Strike Force. Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo.
Proactive policing, additional patrols, and making arrests for guns and gangs and drugs. So I believe that the department has moved in a great direction. Our NET neighborhood engagement team has been doing a great job of engaging with the community, going out, meeting with all ages, young kids, as preschool age, all the way up to senior citizens, explaining what the mission of the department is, building those relationships.
Strike Force disbanded in March and was criticized by some for being overly aggressive and for alleged targeting of minorities. Rinaldo says this time around, police have made breakthroughs, including numerous weapons arrests in recent days.
For the first 5 days of August, our police officers have seized over 8 guns and have charged over 24 people with gun-related incidents in 10 separate cases. This year alone, since January 1st to July 27th, Buffalo police officers have seized over 296 crime-involved guns off of our streets.
Rinaldo also singled out one particular officer, Hector Coco, a newer member of the force, who responded to a call last Friday and recognized an individual as a man wanted for a late 2017 homicide. That resulted in the arrest of 25-year-old Roberto Leon, who is accused of killing Luis Rivera in Buffalo's Riverside District last November. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.